And now for reading and writing and radio.
Christopher Robin goes hoppity, 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 hop. Whenever I ask him politely to stop it, he says he can't possibly stop. If he stopped hopping, he couldn't go anywhere. Poor little Christopher couldn't go anywhere. That's why he always goes hoppity, 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 hop. Hoppity, 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 hop.
Hoppity is by A.A. Milne, but you can write hopping poems too.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
Today we're singing The Body Electric, in the words of the poet Walt Whitman, and with me are Jan Grimes and Marion Levin. Marion, when we were preparing for this program, you pointed out that our early experiences are body movement, before we see, before we hear.
Right. Inside our mother's womb, when we're being carried, the very first thing a baby does is move. And also, while the baby is being carried inside the womb, it feels the movement of the mother as the mother walks and moves and goes about the things that she does in her daily life. So movement is something, you may not remember this experience, but it's something that is in the body forever. Mm-hmm. And we love rocking motions that comes from being carried in the womb. And these are things that we use in our life later on. We rock sometimes when we're happy, we rock when we're excited, and very many times we rock when we are very unhappy and very sad.
Maury Formigoni was telling us about the picture of her that was in the newspaper recently, where you saw a sort of a doorway and just her eye around one side and her hand mm-hmm. on it. And she told us the story of when she was little. She would take a nap, and she didn't like to take naps, and she was a very active child, and so she wouldn't go to sleep. And so she would, after a little bit, poke her hand around the edge of the door and give it a little wave. And if nothing happened, if nobody said, "You get back to bed," why, then she would ease her eye around the edge of the door and see if there was anybody, if the coast was clear. And she said when the photographer took that picture of her and she saw the picture, it brought that whole thing back with a great rush. And we pointed out that the body remembers. It remembers a kind of movement, that hand sticking out and shaking. That if you learn it in your body, you never forget it.
That's right. I can think back to my childhood when we did jumping mm-hmm. poems, and we did Miss Mary Mac, 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 all dressed in black. Black,
that's,
black,
that's a jumper prime?
Buttons, buttons.
That's one
buttons
I don't know.
Down her back, uh-huh. back, back. She jumped so high, 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 that she hit the sky, 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 and she never came back, back, back to the 4th of July. Lie, lie. And you know, I didn't even remember that second verse until Jan started it, but it came back just like that.
So yeah, that's words, so things come back, too, with the motion, right.
Mm-hmm. You learn your ABCs by singing your ABCs, and you'll learn them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You never forget them.
I heard the story of Mary Lou Retton with her famous perfect gymnast routine, and she said that she felt that she had perfected it so much, if somebody woke her in the middle of the night and put her at the end of a gym mat, that in her sleep she could go through the routine, mm-hmm. that her body knew it, she didn't have to.
That's right. Just let the body take over and let the mind, the thinking process has to mm-hmm. stop.
I was watching a TV thing, a sports channel, and it was skiers that were doing magnificent tricks on their skis. They weren't just coming down and jumping. They were turning somersaults and things like that and going into the water to practice. They did them in the summertime on a special ski jump and learned them that way, and then were doing them in the winter. And they interviewed one of the young women that was doing one of these loop-de-loops before she landed on her skis, and they said, well, what do you think about as you're coming down and as you're doing all that? She said, I don't think at all. She said, I think a lot before I start. But the minute I start, she said, I let my body take over.
Mm-hmm.
The body has an intelligence. I found that in my cello, that I would work hard and practice and think very hard when I was practicing. But when it came to playing in a concert, I mean in a recital where I would be up there,
mm-hmm.
that if I thought too much, I'd wreck it.
Mm-hmm.
I really just had to sort of flow with the music and not turn my brain on so that it wasn't interfering with what my body was mm-hmm. doing.
Doing each separate motion. It's just like in typing. If you when you learn it, you learn each individual letter. And as you're beginning in typing, you say the words, you spell them out, each finger to a letter at a time. But if you continue to type that way, you end up, your fingers just get all notched up. You have to let them flow.
Or in my case, my body has its own unintelligence because I'm accident prone. And I read just last week that can be due to being indecisive. If you're playing tennis and you can't make up your mind which way you're going, your body decides to go sort of two ways at once, and there's the accident.
That's a work, yeah.
But you can train yourself, too, to have that intelligence in the in the bones.
Well, visualize yourself ahead of time, too. Mm-hmm. Put the picture in your mind, and your body should go there.
Right.
I noticed when you were working with kids the other day at the Lincoln Library doing the Vachel Lindsay Chipmunk song, Marion, that the ones that were moving the most naturally and with the most verve and excitement and body, their bodies were going, those were the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the older the kids got, they were more and more seat-bound, more and more languid, more and more stiff. I mean, they were either stiff or they were languid, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain that?
Well, because so much of your activity is, your spontaneous activity is cut down after you start to go to school and things are more structured for you. Even your movement activity in the schools is structured. If you aren't into sports and into structured activity like that, there isn't any alternative. And you know that most of the studying is done sitting at a desk.
Quietly.
Quietly. I mean, teachers don't believe that you're really getting anything if you're moving your leg. I remember one time in school, the principal walked in as I was reading. I was reading to myself, and I had my leg crossed, and I was just swinging that other leg against my... I was just really engrossed, and that leg was going a mile a minute. Drove her right up the wall. She made me stop immediately.
Well, I find it hard to work at a desk. I have to get up every so often, move around, and my daughter Megan was a telephone operator for a long time, and she said that the worst part of it was having to sit still for so long that she needed to get up and move, because your brain gets
solidified
still, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I used to love those detective stories that with the big, heavy detective who couldn't move very much, but his mind would be working. I never believed it. I didn't see how anybody could do that.
So you believe that creative people are on the move, right?
I think so.
I believe it, too.
Yeah.
Let's do some movement. Us and the kids listening.
Okay, well, I know that they can do the boring dance, because on the program where we talked about being bored, we did it before. And I made it up in your class, remember, Marion?
Mm-hmm,
here, I'll
mm-hmm.
I'll refresh you
okay,
on the movements.
Right.
You know how to twiddle your thumbs.
Right, okay.
And you know how to put your thumb against your first finger and then
do
move
the
it to the other one.
Bitsy spider.
The Itsy Bitsy Spider movement, and then drum your fingers. You can
right,
do that.
Uh-huh.
And then tap your teeth.
Uh-huh.
And then your pancake hand, which is one hand down and the next one on top.
Oh,
and
that
the next
hand.
One on top.
Yeah,
and pull
yeah,
it under.
Okay,
so it goes like this. Everybody?
Right.
All right, all you kids and teachers that are listening, you do it with us too, okay? Hands folded in front of you. With your thumbs up, and here we go. Twiddle, 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 twiddle. Spider, 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 spider. Drum, 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 drum. Tap, 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 tap. Pancake, 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 pancake. Stretch your arms way over your head and yawn. Twiddle.
That felt twiddle.
Okay, well, let's make up a whole desk dance.
All right. Okay. What do we want? You want to do that one more time, or do you want to go right on to the head and shoulders thing?
Why don't we come back to that after we've learned the rest of it?
Okay.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to the head thing, right? We're going to do
something with
our head and shoulders. How about a nod?
All right.
With a nod. Nod. Nod.
Nod.
Nod. That'll be the first thing. And then for the second thing, we could hunch our shoulders up, right?
Okay, one shoulder and then
the
other?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Hunch right, hunch left, hunch right,
hunch
left. Okay, then we wanted to do the twist next.
All right, twist is easy.
Twist our body. Right, left, right.
Yeah, or anyway, yeah.
Left, mm-hmm. Okay. And
how about
then,
bouncing our bottoms?
Oh, that
like a horse
good.
Riding.
Okay.
Bounce bottom like a horse riding.
Bounce.
All right.
Okay. And
then elbows.
Okay.
Elbows. First one on the desk and then on the others.
Okay.
Elbow. All right.
Okay.
Shall we try that one then?
All right. That sounds good.
All right, kids.
Okay.
Everybody get your heads ready. And here we go on head and shoulders and arms and elbows. Ready? Nod.
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 Right hunch. Left hunch. Right hunch. Left hunch. Twist.
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 Bouncy,
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 bouncy.
Elbow,
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 elbow.
Sweep
your arms in a great big loop and drop.
2, 3, 4.
Nod,
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 nod.
Right hunch,
left hunch,
right hunch,
left hunch.
Twist,
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 twist.
Bouncy,
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 bouncy.
Elbow,
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 elbow.
Sweep your arms in a great big loop and drop.
2, 3, 4.
That worked.
Good.
You got one for legs?
Well, let's see. You'd have to, if you're sitting at the desk, you'd have to turn sideways
we
so
that
you can get your feet out into the aisle. And, of course, everybody better put their feet into so they're not overlapping and kicking somebody in the next aisle. Okay, if we lean back a little bit and plant both feet on the floor, okay,
yeah.
Then put your right heel, stretch your right heel out, and then bring your foot back and stretch your left heel out and get it back. Got that?
Got it.
Okay, now we're going to bump your knees together. Bump, 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 bump.
Bump.
Bump,
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 bump.
Okay.
Let's see. How about ankles?
And then we'll cross the ankles, okay? Cross the right ankle, left ankle, right ankle, left ankle.
Okay.
Okay, now this is going to be kind of a hard one. This one you have to bring your knee to your nose, put it down, knee, nose, put it down. That'll stretch your back really good, okay? Then slide your hands down your legs, slide, bring them back.
Slide back.
Then holding on to your chair, push your rear end up and arch your back way up high.
Oh, it feels good.
Yeah.
And sit down, okay?
Okay, well now let's try it all,
okay.
Put it all together.
All
so
right.
The heels, then the knee bumps, then the cross, then the knee nose, then the slide, and then the arch.
Right, okay,
okay.
Here we go.
Heel back,
heel back.
Knee bump,
knee bump,
knee bump,
knee bump.
Cross,
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 cross.
Knee nose down,
put it down, knee nose down.
Slide up,
slide up,
slide up,
slide up.
Push and arch right out of your chair and hold. Heel
back,
heel
back.
Knee bump, knee bump,
knee bump,
knee bump.
Cross,
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 cross.
Knee nose down,
knee nose down.
Slide up,
slide up,
slide up,
slide up.
Push and arch right out of your chair and hold. Let's try all three
verses
in a row.
Together,
oh,
right?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we're going to go through them just once each time, right? Once
right.
For each section.
Once for each section.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So here we are with the twiddle.
Twiddle.
Ready? Twiddle.
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 Spider.
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 Drum.
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 tap, 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 tap. Pancake, 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 pancake.
Stretch your arms way over your head and yawn.
Nod, 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 nod. Right hunch, left hunch, right hunch, left hunch. Twist, twist, twist. Twist, bouncy, 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 bouncy. Elbow, 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 elbow. Sweep your arms in a great big loop and drop. Two, three, four. Heel, back, heel, back. Knee bump, knee bump, knee bump, knee bump. Cross, 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 cross.
Knee nose, put it down. Knee nose, put it down.
Slide up. Slide up, slide up, slide up. Push an arch right out of your chair and hold. Invigorated. I am invigorated.
Well, we're having fun. And I'd be interested to know how that worked out in the classrooms. I suppose anybody looking in the classroom door would say, well, what's this got to do with writing? I thought those kids were listening to a writing program.
Well, what it has to do with writing is rhythm.
I brought in a poem today that's sort of rhythmic. I read it, and it just made me think of sawing. Well, the poem is called Sawing by Aram Saroyan, I guess it is. I'll try to do it for you the way I heard it in my mind. It goes, sawing the wood so I could be doing something while just being alive. Sawing the wood, I feel a bird brush by on the air above my hair. Sawing the wood so I can think without going crazy. Sawing the wood because my body and my mind are one. Sawing the wood so my blood can move, so my blood can move. Sawing the wood so I can be completely myself. Sawing the wood to keep contact with the saw. Sawing the wood because it is as good as music. Sawing the wood because something tells me to do it. Sawing the wood, sawing the wood, sawing the wood.
There's a lot of more verses to it, but that gives you the idea. And I'm getting a hard time being very rhythmical here because the saw is catching.
Well, Jan brought in a little saw, and she did bring in a piece of wood. She's not sawing here on the table in the radio station.
Jackie's chair just
so
got shorter.
Jeannie, don't worry about it. Well, there's all sorts of rhythms in motions.
And, well, you think of things, work songs. When people have chores, repetitive chores that they do, they'll put a song to it. And a song is like a poem. You get people who built the railroads, and they had songs to help them keep
working on the railroad.
Right.
Or some of the slave songs.
Picking the cotton. Yes, right. So all of those things help you to do something.
The motions of the rocking motion, the lullabies, where it's in the 6/8 motion usually.
That's right.
Baby's boat's a silver moon sailing in the sky. Mm-hmm. If you put your arms in your you're rocking, why that's mm-hmm.
Or swinging, that Robert Louis Stevenson, how do you like to go up in the swing, up in the air, sky so blue, oh, I do think it the pleasantest thing ever a child could do.
That's going
something
back
about
and forth
up,
like
this. Up in the air, uh-huh, over the uh-huh. garden wall, till you can
till
see.
Till I can see so wide, rivers and trees and cattle and all, over the countryside. It's swinging.
Yes. It's a big swing, yeah.
Da-da-da-dee-da-da-da. Doesn't he have something about galloping? Why
yeah, that's
galloping,
Windy Nights. Whenever the moon and stars are set, whenever the wind is high, all night long in the dark and wet, a man goes riding by. Late in the night when the fires are out, why does he gallop and gallop about?
Oh,
what does
yes.
that sound like?
Milne.
I mean, what else?
A highwayman.
What else does it sound like? It sounds like
a rhythmic poem.
It sounds like a horse galloping.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What
uh-huh.
it sounds like.
The highwayman.
But now that you've brought up Milne, why, he's full of them. We did the hoppity hoppity at the start. One of my favorites is Changing the Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
And that's got the soldiers in it. Do you know that one, Marion?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can we say it?
Right.
We're there.
They're
changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christ-
Christopher Robin went down with Alice. Alice is marrying one of the guard. A soldier's life is terrible hard. Says Alice.
Yeah, you get the beating of the marching of the feet in there, the marching of the feet.
It just so happens that my children got a tape at Christmas that gives me another idea about rhythmic and movement, that sometimes it can be slower and sort of more deliberate. This is the tape of Shel Silverstein, mm-hmm. the boa constrictor, mm-hmm. and we're going to play it for you.
Oh, I'm being eaten by a boa constrictor, a boa constrictor, a boa constrictor. I'm being eaten by a boa constrictor, and I don't like it one bit. Well, what do you know? It's nibbling my toe. Oh, gee. It's up to my knee. Oh, my. It's up to my thigh. Oh, fiddle. It's up to my middle. Oh, heck. It's up to my neck. Oh, dread. It's up to my...
I've never heard that before. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because what it gives you there is that it gives you that time in between where the boa constrictor is
moving up,
swallowing,
gulping.
Yes, mm-hmm. uh-huh, and you see it moving through the body, that little space where parts of the toes are going in and then the legs mm-hmm. in the middle of the body, yeah.
So that writing exactly. can be quick and mm-hmm. rhythmic and marching, but then describing movements can be slow.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing how other writers have used body rhythms and body movements. How shall we today suggest writing for all the kids that are listening, the reading and writing listeners?
Well, one thing they could do is just describe a motion, like something as simple as a yawn. I brought in a piece of writing done by an 8-year-old, Thomas Donaldson, in England. And it says... It's just a description. When I yawn, I feel tired, even if it's midday. My mouth opens wide as if it were a secret entrance to a cave opening wide to let me in. A big bag full of air, saved over from the night before, slowly comes out, forcing my mouth open wide. My lips seem to fall out. My teeth almost shudder when the air slowly bursts out my mouth. My ears go all hard, as if they have been amputated and replaced by wooden blocks. Sometimes my eyes water. Near the end of the yawn, my lips go hard. Then I have finished. I mostly stretch in the morning. First I start all hunched up. Then I launch my fists into the air. It feels as if I'm trying to pull my body in half. After I've stretched, I normally yawn.
That's very good.
It's very good.
It carefully mm-hmm. gives us all the motions. Mm-hmm. Here's just a very brief little poem by a fifth grader up in Meridosha sent into the station once. My lungs and ribs are like butterfly wings. They go up and down when I breathe. So there's breathing description.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's nice. So if the kids could pick out a rhythmic activity... How about something that would use a rhythmic motion? Swimming, rowing.
How about pumping a bike?
Yeah.
A bike tire.
Bikes, right.
Chopping wood, like we said,
mm-hmm.
or sawing. Skating.
Right. And make it into a poem and let the rhythm of the poem imitate the rhythm of the motion.
Oh, there's mm-hmm. a wonderful David McCord poem. Give it a lick, it's a pickety fence. Pick up a stick, it's a pickety fence. Lickety fence, pickety
That's
fence.
That's right. Oh.
And lickety, pickety are sharp sounding. They have
the wood going as you run the stick along the fence.
And the picket fence itself has that sharp point at the
mm-hmm.
at
You know
the
what
top.
I'd love to hear somebody write in is itching.
Describe
itching and scratching
it
and uh-huh. sort of the, uh-huh. yes.
All
the,
sorts of great words could oh, go yeah. for that sort of a poem.
Or karate chops, mm-hmm. the sounds you could put in there. yeah.
Jump rope rhymes.
Swinging uh-huh. a bat and a uh-huh. crack in there and the mm-hmm. motion of the twist. Or even something as mundane as cleaning your glasses. You know, what is that squish of movement across the lenses? What do you see? What
not
do you
too
feel?
Much of a squish, no lens.
Right, true. It's a combination mm-hmm, of gentle mm-hmm. and hard, though. Mm-hmm. How right. can you describe the motion as when well I'm, as the rhythm?
When I'm bored, I sometimes count my teeth with my tongue. Do you ever do that?
Oh, how about wiggly tooth?
How oh,
about
that's a wiggly yeah, that would tooth be more likely.
Yeah, right.
Roller
right.
skating.
Mm-hmm. Or how about choosing an animal and put yourself into the inside of it and use lots of movement words.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas on animals?
Well, there's the cat, and there's a slinking through the alley. But I'm also, when you were talking about the yawn, have you ever seen a cat yawn,
oh,
and
yes.
they yawn, and their ears pull back, and they touch at the top of their head? You know, I mean, it's just wonderful, the flexibility
or
of
little
that.
Babies mm-hmm. who yawn until they squeak.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Or the way my dog catapults herself at me when I come in, just flings herself up into the air. Or every time she also comes in, she leaps to see what's on the table. Thinks there might be something for her.
How about the sleekness of seals and otters and the water animals in water.
Penguins swimming.
Oh, penguins.
Or walking.
Yes, toddle on down
to the edge.
Kangaroos. Frisky squirrels. Mm-hmm.
What it would be like to be the one in the pouch.
Hmm.
That would be an
back
experience.
To the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Back to
or the
womb.
Chipmunk, the chipmunk of your chipmunk poems.
Of the Vachel Lindsay, right, mm-hmm. right. Or robot.
We could tell about the motion of a robot somehow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. right.
Well, I think that's a lot of ideas. Poems with motion activities, jump rope rhymes, choosing an animal, description of body things, lots of ideas there. So Jan and Marion, thanks a lot for being here today, and let's see what kind of motion writing we get in from all you kids.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.